Last night, we had the fight at AT&T Stadium. And once again, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and the family, the venue is just, I love it. It's fantastic for everything. And hopefully it'll get to be a great Cowboys venue. It's on its way, we hope. But for boxing, you know what? They have gotten better and better and better. I will say this. I love the Star in Frisco, and I like having that as a venue. It's a good alternative as well. But when you have the monster fight, like the Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia fight last night, you need it, and I think they did a great job. And I'm telling you, Matt McLaren and Jean-Jacques Tyler were there, jam session, and I've seen Jacques in many of the fights before. I think Matt McLaren, it was his first chance to go to a live fight. And there are many sporting events, we talk bucket lists all the time, that if you get an opportunity to go, there's nothing like it. And I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again. I've been very fortunate to go to Super Bowls, NCAA championships, Final Fours, World Series, blah, 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 blah. There is nothing like a title fight live and in person. There is nothing like it. And I'm telling you, they came dressed to kill last night. Props to the DFW people that paid their money and came, because the ladies were looking lovely. Even the dudes were dressed up. There were chicks in fur coats. I've never seen any. I haven't seen anything like this in a long time. Now, when we go to Vegas and I go see fights in Vegas, trust me. Well, you have the ladies of the evening in Vegas. They get paid to do that. I'm not saying there were any of those last night. Let's just say that they had that look to them. Is that, you know what I mean?
Is that kind of backhanded? You look like a lady of the night?
Well, let's just put it this way. There were no bras worn at all last night. Zero. Not one in the house, okay? So they were flying all over the place. And then the guys, they weren't even wearing bras, okay? So I'm just saying the crowd was dressed to kill. It was fun. Who was there last night? You name it, that person was there. Jerry Jones gets in the ring. He's got Jalen Smith, Dak Prescott, Antoine Woods, Byron Jones. Former Cowboy J.J. Wilcox was in the building, and Jet Terry was there. Kevin Smith, Billy Davis was there for the Cowboys, was there. And then the fighters, almost every champion you could think of. Manny Pacquiao was in the house. Sean Porter, the Charlo twins. Amir Khan was there. You had Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield. Roberto Duran was in the house. Floyd Mayweather. Everybody was there last night. It was a scene. It was fantastic. And then you get to the fight. Mikey Garcia, a terrific champion, 39-0, several divisions. He is just an unbelievable fighter, and he brought the Mexican-Hispanic crowd there, and they're fantastic. Boy, they are so passionate. And then Errol Spence Jr., being a local kid from DeSoto, Mikey Garcia comes out with the black hat and the music, and everybody's going crazy, and they're chanting his name, Mikey. The place is going nuts. And I didn't know if Errol Spence Jr. was going to do anything special, because he's kind of a quiet, subdued guy, but he's great. The Lancaster marching band comes out, and the cheerleaders come out, and Spence gets in the ring. And the buildup right before the opening bell, again, there is nothing like it. The anticipation and the atmosphere was electric. It was buzzing. And then the opening bell, and that's when everything changed. Because we saw Errol Spence Jr. put on the most immaculate, spectacular performance I've seen him put on ever. And look, Mikey Garcia is one hell of a tough guy. He is a great fighter. But he was stepping up in two weight classes. Spence was bigger, taller, stronger, had the reach advantage. And look, we've seen guys, win against that disadvantage. The smaller guy wins. And that's why a lot of people thought Mikey Garcia had a shot. All the talk about Mikey Garcia, he's a great technical fighter, and he's made a better technical fighter, and he's smart. And believe me, Errol Spence Jr. heard enough of that. And this is no disrespect to Mikey Garcia. He is that good. But Spence wanted to prove everybody wrong that, okay, I can knock guys out, but I'm going to use my advantage of my height, my reach, my speed, my strength. And even though he was winning the fight and dominating the fight early, dominating the fight, he wasn't necessarily beating the hell out of Mikey Garcia. But after about 7 or 8 rounds, then he started beating the hell out of Mikey Garcia. I mean, he beat the hell out of him. I mean, a 9th round, he banged him all over the place. But Mikey Garcia's brother Robert and his father in his corner, God bless them. I don't know how they didn't say, "Look, we love you. I mean, we don't want to see you get the hell beat out of you like this." But Mikey basically said after the fight, he goes, "Look, I begged him. I said, let me go another round. I can do this. And once he got into the 10th round, then, of course, in boxing, there is this certain something of, look, let me finish the fight. I don't have a shot at winning this. Maybe I get a lucky punch in. There's no way I'm winning this fight, but I want to finish the fight. And to Mikey's credit, he finished. He did everything he could. But Errol Spence Jr. was so spectacular. So unbelievable, so dominant. Matter of fact, Errol Spence Jr. threw over 1,000 punches in the fight. He threw over, and I'm telling you, it seemed like every one of them hit. He landed 345 punches. Mikey Garcia landed 75. And of the 75, I think half hit air. Errol Spence Jr. was so exhausted when the fight ended. You know why? He was exhausted from throwing so many punches. And he did. He tried to put him away. He really did. But Mikey Garcia was going nowhere. He wasn't going to get knocked out. And Errol Spence, to their both of them's credit afterwards, Mikey Garcia gave all the praise to Errol Spence being the best fighter he's ever fought. Strong, tough, this, that, everything. And he's that great. Appreciated the opportunity. And then Errol Spence Jr. just right away turned over and said, look, Mikey Garcia, I thank him for, you know, fighting. He was fantastic in defeat. He's just, they're both class acts. And Mikey Garcia will go on and go back to his lightweight division, and he'll be fine. Now it's what Errol Spence Jr. is going to do. Because now it's going to be interesting. Manny Pacquiao was there, and he was called into the ring after the fight. And Errol Spence Jr. said, come here, Manny. Come on, Manny. Get back up here. And Manny walked over and he says, come on, Manny. Let's get this done. Let's do this. And Manny was put on the spot on TV in front of everybody. He's kind of like, okay, yeah. Okay, well, if we can get this done, we can do this. Let me say this about boxing. I loved Manny Pacquiao. I loved him. Great champion, great fighter. Don't fall for the mirage, ladies and gentlemen. He's 40. I don't want to see Manny Pacquiao fight Errol Spence Jr. I know Errol Spence Jr. wants to fight Manny Pacquiao. Do you know why? The legacy. He's already said it. Manny Pacquiao is such a legacy kind of fighter. It's just putting a notch on your belt. Sure, he's going to get paid, but it's not the money. He's got the money. They're making millions. He wants to fight Manny for the legacy. He will beat the hell out of Manny Pacquiao. He will beat the hell out of Manny Pacquiao. I'm telling you. I don't want to see the fight. I know a lot of people want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't care about that fight. Let me tell you who's in Mr. Spence's division, where if you want to see some fun, okay, you have Spence Jr., you have Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman is out there, he's undefeated. Sean Porter was at ringside. By the way, you want St. Patrick's Day clothing? Sean Porter was wearing a green hat, a green jacket, a green tie. He was all greened out, and Spence called him out afterwards. He's like, okay, you want to fight? I'll fight you, because Porter was talking some crap. And then you got a couple other guys out there, but Terrence Crawford, that's the fight, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me. Terrence Crawford is a bad dude. I mean, he is unbelievable. He is incredibly gifted. He's 34-0. That's the fight.
I agree with you. That's the fight that I want to see. That's one that I think that everyone deserves. Before we move on to the next fight, though,
yes,
let's talk about Errol Spence's Twitter account real quick. I want to make sure we get
to this. Oh, yes. This is pretty impressive. Share.
On a much less explosive tweet, George Foreman tweeted, no question, Spence winner all the way. I sure had it wrong. Foreman accepting that he had it wrong. And Errol Spence Jr., he quote tweeted that and said, brother, you said he will beat me 9 times if we fought out of 10. So just kind of acknowledging that's a little friendly banter. I mean,
very nice.
Foreman said that, you know, Foreman admitted that he did pick against Errol. But the one that really caught everyone's attention.
This one is hot.
Oscar De La Hoya tweeted, at Errol Spence Jr., congratulations on your victory. If you want to make real money, let me promote your next fight. And he quote tweeted that and said, you don't treat black fighters well, brother. And he ain't lying.
No, Oscar's had his times and he's had his moments. You know, he's into the promotions game. And, you know, was it Dazen? How do they pronounce it? Is it Dazen, Dazen, the new network for the boxing and the PBC? I think, you know, look, Errol Spence Jr. is with PBC. Manny Pacquiao is with PBC. That's why they think it's such an easy matchup, because they're both with PBC. And I saw something earlier this morning on Twitter that somebody was saying AT&T Stadium in July, Pacquiao Spence. And I'm like, okay, look, here's the thing about boxing. As much as I'm saying don't want to see it, I think he'll kill Manny Pacquiao. Will I be there? Hell yes. Will I watch it? Double hell yes. And that's just, you know, boxing. But as a boxing fan, if you want to give me some greatness, and this is the difference between fighting today and fighting yesteryear. Back in the day, the great fighters fought everybody, and they didn't care about their record. They wanted to fight the best. It didn't matter if Ali had four losses and Frazier had three and Ken Norton had two or Holyfield had two. And they didn't care. They wanted to fight the best fighters all the time. Now, guys, all they care about is the record. And they're fighting once a year, maybe twice a year. Fight the best.
When you asked at the in the first segment, you asked, what do you think about Floyd Mayweather? And my response to you was, the type of fighter that I hate.
Right.
That's exactly why. He was always – he didn't want to fight Pacquiao in his prime because he cared too much about the record.
The record. It's all about the record. And I hate that.
That's why I hate that about Floyd. I respect him. He's one of the all-time greats. But I hate the fact that, you know, he wanted to preserve that record, which is why he didn't fight Pacquiao.
And see, that's the one thing I'll give Sean Porter a little credit for, because he doesn't care. He just wants to fight whoever's the best out there. Spence, congratulations. Errol Spence Jr., Derek James, my good friend. You guys were unbelievable. Just one of the best performances I've ever seen. The crowd was fantastic last night. But if you want to give me something good in the boxing game, man, give me Terrence Crawford and give me Errol Spence Jr. next year. That would be delicious.